Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel. Hi, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. My name is Kelton. I am back. It's almost like I took a hiatus for the whole month of April, it feels like, at least. I know, life gets in the way.
You're hosting tonight. Yay!
I am actually hosting, yes. So as you can tell, you have me. Steph is here as well. Steph, good Thursday evening to you.
Heck yes, it is.
That's right. Brooks is not here. As if you guys remember, Brooks went and did it was a 5K run down at Walt Disney World in Orlando. Mm. He messaged us about an hour ago and said, he's wiped. Ellie's not feeling the best. We said, take the night off. We got this. So at this point, I mean, as Steph did mention in the last episode, the conservation and everything that, you know, Disney does, if you've listened to it, I know we're having some tech difficulties with podcast stuff. We will get it, I promise. But we're headed on down to the Caribbean. So get your beachy, sugary drinks ready. It's going to be great.
And just along in time with for the summer.
Exactly, just in time for summer. But with us tonight, because I know nothing about, you know, these two places. Steph, I don't know if you know anything about these two. I don't, you know, it's iffy. But we have somebody who is so specialized. She has her own Facebook page for it. So we want to introduce Stephanie Hefner from Fairy Tale Journeys. Stephanie, welcome on in. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm excited. Like I was telling you prior, you know, we've been talking about doing an episode like this since beginning of season one, because there is nothing that I think all of us love more than toes in white sand. And that's what you get when you go to Sandals and Beaches. So it's going to be a great episode. But as always, I feel like when we do this, that we need to have like some big, like, segment introduction for the new news, but we're not there yet. We'll get there. So I'm going to turn it over to our co-host Steph for the new news. Steph, go ahead.
So I won't be doing a voice like Brooks normally does, but we do have some exciting news. I feel like it's always exciting news, especially when it comes from Disney, right? So I feel like this is like the biggest news, or one of the biggest news items that came from Disney, and that's the Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival dates for 2024 have been revealed. Unexpectedly, though, the festival...
We called it. Don't even make it unexpectedly. We called it.
Yeah. Well, either way, this time the festival is going to run from August 29th through November 23rd. So substantially shorter than the previous years. This is more on par with like pre-COVID, you know, dates. But that is going to give us about 3 months of no festival time in Epcot. So for those of you like myself who typically don't get the time to try out the different restaurants that they do have at Epcot because you're too busy eating at the festival booths, this is the perfect opportunity for you to kind of branch out. So I know that's what I'm going to be doing during this quote-unquote festival off season. But also, one of the reasons too why we also believe that this might be happening later on than previous years is because Communicore Hall is opening up in June. So as we know, that's going to be integrated into the festival one way or another with some really fun stuff. So you're probably going to want to work out some kinks and the logistics of that once it opens up to have it be a seamless integration. So that was awesome. next, we have Disney's Hollywood Studios is preparing to celebrate its 35th anniversary celebration on May 1st. I didn't even know that. When I started seeing that there's like all this, you know, exclusive merch and food and goodies that's going to be, you know, showcased this week at Hollywood Studios, I got really excited. I mean, if you haven't looked at the merch, it's really, really pretty. But anyways, very, very busy week for Hollywood Studios. We got the celebration for the 35th anniversary and May 4th. So big week for Hollywood Studios. There's still time to make your park reservations, at least for May 1st. May 4th, Stephanie, you're going to be going, right? Hopefully,
I will be
maybe.
There.
So.
Oh, man.
You'll definitely experience some of those crowds then. But mm-hmm. I'm sure you're going to have a great time. Another big news for Walt Disney World specifically, the bounce back offer for Walt Disney World has been extended through October 2025. This is a special discount for guests that stay at Walt Disney World Resort to use for as many future visits for most dates up until the end of October 2025. This discount can only be applied up until 7 days after a guest checks out of their Disney resort. And this discount has the potential to save guests up to 35% and lock in this year's ticket rates before they go up for next year. So really awesome deal. If you don't know about it, definitely get with your FTJ agent and, you know, book that trip. Take advantage of these deals that, well, who doesn't like a good discount, right? moving on to the West Coast, Pixar Fest has finally arrived at Disney's California Adventure. I feel like there's so much hype for this. We saw the preview pictures. We saw the preview videos for the parade. It looks beautiful. The character meet and greets. Oh, so if you're a Pixar fan, this new festivity won't be one you'll want to miss. Like I mentioned, there's special character meet and greets, exclusive attraction foods, a brand new, sorry. He got excited for Pixar Fest too.
Yeah, definitely.
You know. they also have the brand new parade and a returning popular nighttime spectacle. Disney did not hold back for this one, that's for sure. So if you don't have summer plans, Pixar Fest will be available for only a limited time in Disneyland between April 26th and August 4th. So there you go. And lastly, now we're going back to the Caribbean and tying this all in with tonight's episode. A few days ago, we got a first look at all the character outfits coming to Disney's new island destination, Lookout Key, at Lighthouse Point. At this new Bahamian destination set to open this summer, Mickey and friends will sport, and I quote, an entire line of vibrant and colorful outfits that would showcase the spirit of the destination, end quote. Each character will don their own vibrant getup and tropical-inspired accessories. Without a doubt, I am sure these characters are going to have a long line for people to get their pictures with, at least while, you know, they debut. But anyways, all of this to say that we here at the Mouse Ears Podcast encourage you, if you are interested in any of the above destinations or plans, contact your Fairytale Journeys travel agent or visit fairytalejourneys.com for a free, no obligation quote and let them know that the Mouse Ears Podcast sent you, because there is a lot going on this summer and I'm excited for all of it. Back to you, Kelton.
Well, thanks. No, definitely a lot going on. And I'm going to throw one more in there because I do know we missed this. For those, you know, cruising people like myself. And if you remember Jenny Rich, she was on for our Icon of the Seas episode. Royal Caribbean just broke ground this month on their Royal Beach Club in Nassau, which you can actually see it like from the ship where they dock. A 17-acre slice of paradise that they're calling it. They've got some swim-up bars. They have the page that just keeps moving on me. Three stunning pools, two beaches, swim-up bars, private cabanas, spots for bites and drinks, and so much more coming to you in 2025. I cannot wait. I am just hoping they add more sailings out of Galveston. But that's all I have coming in from Royal Caribbean. But we're going to stay down in the Caribbean because we're going to Sandals and Beaches. Y'all may be asking, listening to this, Kelton, what is Sandals and what is Beaches? I'm so happy you asked. I'm going to tell you. So the Sandals Resorts are all-inclusive luxury vacations at Sandals Caribbean Resorts. And you see for yourself why we offer the most romantic getaways, romantic being the key word, with quality inclusions than any other beach resort. They have gorgeous white sand beaches, savory dining experiences. What is that word, Steph? opulent accommodations. I messed that one up. Sorry. That's just the way it is here. Great accommodations. We're going to go with that.
In my defense, that is directly coming from Sandal's website. I didn't choose to use the big words.
I don't know. I think Steph's just trying to throw me off. Unlimited. Keyword be unlimited. Refreshing beverages, exciting water sports, and more. It's no wonder why so many choose Sandals for their tropical escape. Now that's for Sandals. Sandals is very like, correct me if I'm wrong, Stephanie. Sandals is more of a couple thing, two person.
Yes. Type of getaway. Definitely, it's geared toward couples in love. Is what they say.
Couples in love. That's adorable. That's like Lady and the Tramp stuff right there. So, do you want? I mean, because I know we're going to be intertwining. Should we just kind of focus on a little bit of, you know, Sandals to start, and then we can come back, and I can probably mess up a big word in the beaches one as well.
Sure.
So let's start with Sandals. So you actually just got back from a Sandals resort.
I did.
Go ahead, you know, dive in. Tell us, you know, what is, somebody comes to you. I'm coming to you because when I started at FTJ, you were my mentor, you know, for this. So this is great on top of that. But what is Sandals? Tell us about it.
So Sandals, like I said, they're resorts that are geared toward couples in love. They're definitely like a top of the line, all-inclusive resort. There's a lot of all-inclusive resorts out there. Sandals is definitely a step above, which we'll get to that later, obviously. But they are geared toward couples. That is one thing that sets them apart from others is because a lot of other resorts, they are not geared towards singles, but there's definitely a lot much larger singles, you know, clientele there. So Sandals, you're mostly getting couples. The rooms are king beds only. So they're, if you know,
hey,
you don't
not
have,
too bad.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go as a couple. I have gone with, you know, a friend, but you're going to get a king bed. So that's what you got to share. Where compared to other resort chains, you're going to get like queen beds or, you know, two queen beds in a room, two full beds in a room. So that is one thing that is different about Sandals is it is geared toward couples, honeymooners especially. They love to celebrate things there. So that's like your anniversaries, you know, like milestone anniversaries, things like that. So they love all things love, basically. That's, and it's, you know, like you said, it's the Caribbean, so it's beautiful. The resorts are opulent. there's so many different room categories. I don't know how much you want me to dive into that, but there's just, you know, something
for
everybody.
Before we go into the room categories, now, if we're talking just Sandals, so from what I can see, we're talking 18 different resorts all across the Caribbean.
Yes.
So you have places, you know, to go from. I mean, like you said, you just got. And how many are in Jamaica? Because there, you said South Island. Is that where you were?
South Coast.
South Coast. Sorry.
There are. Oh, let me think. I'm trying to think. I think there's seven Sandals and two beaches. I think something like that.
Yeah,
just in Jamaica alone.
There's seven Sandals in just Jamaica.
I think I'd have to count. Hold on.
That's crazy.
I'll look it up.
I'm trying to think.
I'll look it up while you guys.
Yeah. So absolutely. So I mean, like we said, you know, spread throughout the islands. You got Jamaica, the Bahamas, Saint Lucia, Antigua, Barbados, Curacao, Saint Vincent. I mean, so eight destinations with 18 resorts. I guess seven of them being in Jamaica. That's nuts. Go ahead, Steph.
The expert had it right. Seven resorts in Jamaica alone. Yeah.
See, this is why she has her own Facebook page dedicated to just Sandals and
beaches. Let's not forget, Stephanie's $1 million seller for FTJ as
she
well.
She is.
So we're talking job, to an Stephanie. Expert here. So we've got, just to chime in real quick, Jamaica has the most resorts out of the 8 destination locations, followed by St. Lucia that has 3. Mm-hmm. Bahamas has 2. Barbados has 2. And then we've got one in St. Vincent that's brand new, just opened up.
Yeah, that's right.
One in Antigua, one in Curaçao, and one in Grenada. I've heard such good things about the one in Curaçao that I think is like
I was there.
Number one on my bucket list.
We'll have a conversation about this.
What'd you think?
It's beautiful. It's very, very different because it's not like any other Caribbean island. It's very different.
Okay. Wait, side note. Do you have a favorite? I know you've been to a few and we haven't really dived in too much and I might be getting ahead of myself, but I'm just so curious.
I don't know.
No.
So as we go through, we'll ask you again at the end. That'll give you the next 45 minutes to think about what your favorite's going to be. So we spoke a little bit about Sandals itself. Is there anything that is in Sandals has that Beaches does not? Before we talk a little bit about the Beaches resorts.
The only real difference between the two is Sandals is adults only, Beaches is family friendly. So
there you go. So I guess Brooks and I should probably not travel to Sandals together. Well, is really what I think.
The other big difference is that Sandals has a lot more options than Beaches.
Yeah.
You know, not that that's a problem. Of course it's not a problem, but it's definitely significant if you're going to compare, you know, 3 locations with Beaches, you're a little bit more limited than 18 for couples. So
well, I think that's a great segue. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Beaches and then we'll get into really the meat and potatoes, what everybody wants to know about these all-inclusives. So with Beaches, it's in quotes, so Steph did not write it came directly from the Beaches website. It is your perfect getaway awaits you at Beaches all-inclusive resorts in Jamaica and Turks and Caicos. Play on pristine white sand beaches caressed by crystal clear seas. Spend your family vacation in luxurious rooms and suites. Apparently, I can't speak today. Have fun at the water park and enjoy a whole array of incredibly exciting activities for kids of every age. Truly, Beaches luxury included. Resorts in Jamaica and Turks and Caicos promise unforgettable family fun beneath the Caribbean sun. Steph, I would not have known if you wrote that or, you know, the Beaches website. So great job.
Thank you. Top of faith. So yeah. Sorry, Kelton. I did just notice something. Because that little tidbit that came from the Beaches website did say that it has a water park.
Yes.
Steph, do they have water parks at the Sandals or is this just Beaches?
No. So just the Beaches has the water parks, yes.
Ah, another versus.
That is different, yes.
Very interesting. All right.
So I guess we talked about Beaches being families, generational, things like that. Mm-hmm. My main question is it worth it for those couples in love, per se, to maybe go to a Beaches versus a Sandals? I mean, maybe like I want to go to the water park, but like we don't want to take Kenny with us type of thing, you know, is there that big of a difference or is it kind of if you're just traveling as a couple?
I have been to I've been to all of the Beaches resorts, and I have gone with groups of adults. So I actually have not gone with children. I never felt like it was an inconvenience, I guess. They still have great entertainment. They're still, you know, there's still a swim up bar. You just might be sitting next to a child with their, you know, they make all the fruity drinks for the kids too.
Mocktails and all that. Yeah, like they're just so happy to have a pina colada too.
Yeah, it's like it's if it depends, I guess, on the couple. If they think if they're going to be bothered by children being in the pool and splashing around, then it's not the best place for them.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice that at nighttime at beaches, the nightlife is a little bit decreased, I guess, just because it's a lot of families. So there's not as many people out, you know, at night.
Absolutely.
So if you're looking for kind of like an active, you know, evening nightlife type thing, beaches is probably not the best option. But they still
If we like to be in bed by 8 p.m., beaches is the place to go.
Beaches is great. Yeah.
You're not missing anything. Absolutely. So we spoke a little bit about destinations for Sandal. So beaches, another thing that Steph wrote here. So here we go. Hopefully there's no big words in this one too. So our all-inclusive beach resorts are always set along the most beautiful, unspoiled, and alluring white sand beaches in the whole Caribbean. You'll also find us located in the calmest, most protected shorelines, and that's completely by design, where surrounding canyons of live coral reefs soothe the tides and gentle trade winds provide a cooling respite? Is that what you meant to put?
Respite.
Big words, people. Here we go. I apologize for my mother who tried to teach me the best she could.
You're doing a great job because this sounds very romantic, I'll be honest.
This is beaches. We're not talking romance here.
Yeah, you sound like a poet, man. Please proceed. I'm enjoying this.
Next time, don't use the big words for me. That'd be great.
I'll tell them. I'll let them know.
Okay, back to it, people. We're proud to be the safe keepers of those pristine environments. So it's only natural that each resort has been awarded with the internationally coveted Earth Check certification. We'll have to hear about that. I'm not sure what that is. For all of these reasons and more, and for all the names we could have chosen, not us, but beaches, only one seemed right. Beaches. That's right. In total, Beaches has 2 destinations and 3 resorts in the Caribbean. Boy, I picked the right episode to host. That was good. Like, that is like very, I mean, I could be sitting in a beach chair drinking, I don't know, could be a bourbon on the rocks, maybe a Mai Tai, could be like a, you know, strawberry daiquiri. I'm manly enough. I don't mind.
Yum.
So it does sound, I mean.
That's so where I want to be right now. Let's be real. That's luxurious.
So 2 destinations, 3 resorts. Yeah, much smaller than what Sandals has to offer for that. So I guess now we can get down to the old fashioned of the meat and potatoes of the episode. Everybody wants to know, and I'm going to start at the top. What's the cost look like? Because we were just talking about this pre-recording. So what are we averaging here? What are you thinking?
I mean, it's like anything. It's hard to say because they do vary in price depending on the, you know, island, because some islands are just naturally a little bit more expensive. Like a Turks and Caicos is going to cost you a whole, you know, more than Jamaica just because the island in general just has a higher cost of living and, you know, expenses. When I was there, part of it is, I think a lot of the food has to be shipped in. Like it's just more expensive. Something like Jamaica, you know, the prices are lower, but even the resorts there, they do vary depending on the resort. Like something like, you know, like Ochi in Ocho Rios is going to be your starting price point. And then some of the more, like Montego Bay is going to price up higher. And mostly that, I think, is because of demand, because it is the most popular one in Jamaica, because it is right, you know, close to the airport. So they do, you know, they vary a lot in price. It also varies by category. If you're going to do like the luxury level, which is your starting price point, or if you want like a butler room, which is definitely going to cost you more.
So that's a good point. So give us, and I'm throwing you on the spot on this one. Somebody, you know, you got a couple who's first time traveling to Sandals, kind of, you know, budget type, but they want to do, you know, what what would be, where would you recommend, being a traveler, where would you recommend they go for more of a budget-friendly trip? And then on the same side, you know, opposite of that, somebody who's, you know, frequented Sandals maybe, but has, I mean, just, they, let's put it this way, they can afford the Adventures by Disney private jet one that takes you, you know, in the 757. So mud is no option. So what do you think? I mean, what are we looking at here? That's a tough one.
I will tell you, I have a group of 12 going in October to Sandals Ochi. And I got them all the 777 promotion, which came out. It happened to come out for the room category they were booked in. So all of them, and I know, because I know this because I have 12 people doing it, their room is costing them $2,188 for 5 nights, which I think is pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's at Sandals Ochi. And that includes, like you said, food, room, food, drink.
Everything.
Oh, you're not having to pay extra.
No. And we'll get into that more later about all that really is included. But that's so, and I have done other, there have been other promotions I have looked into where I have gotten people into Ochi for like $1,800-$1,900. So, you know, it is definitely possible. The downside with Ochi is it's a 2-hour ride from the airport. So you have that. But if you're on the complete opposite side of the spectrum, you can do an over the water bungalow. Ooh. Where you're spending, and that's butler level over the water bungalow for like a 7-night stay. You're looking at about $20,000 to $25,000.
Holy smokes.
But so that's, you like say, top tier.
Yeah, you say like butler level. What do you, I mean, I can wait. We'll get into that, you know, here. So no, that was perfect. I mean, so you can really, you can spend a lot or spend a little. I mean, mm-hmm. you think about it, doing this, it's not much more than doing like a Disney or Universal vacation.
Mm-hmm. So, no, it's really, you know, not when you add up everything that you're really getting.
Well, it's like a cruise. I mean, I think
exactly.
For a lot of people, they have to travel by plane anyways to get to a port. Mm-hmm. So you get this all-inclusive. I mean, what's nice is at the end of the day, with the price that you're getting, you don't have to pay an extra package for alcohol. Sorry, that's huge. Yeah. And what we'll get more into the, you know, what's included, but I'm sure there's a lot of things that are included that you have to pay extra on a cruise that is not extra for these. So just saying, I mean, if you're trying to get a tropical getaway and maybe don't like getting on a boat, this sounds like the perfect alternative to still get that cruise-like experience, which is like the all-inclusive and not having to, you know, other than the transportation from the airport to the resorts, because that one does vary, I guess.
Okay, so let's talk about really why are the resorts so great to visit? Is it worth it? Because like we had just said, you know, I'm 70 miles from Port of Galveston. I mean, you know, Royal Caribbean's, you know, they got a, you know, I think it's a $1 billion with a B, like dollar amount terminal. I think it's, I want to say it's billion, or it could be 10 million. One of the two, some zeros. A big brand new terminal down there. And I'm sorry to everybody. I'm with Jenny Rich. Royal Caribbean for life over here. You know, I'm ready. Like, get me to that Royal Bahamas island thing, the destination they're getting ready to open up down there in Nassau. Like, let's go. So is it worth it? Is Sandals and Beaches worth it?
Yes, because they just include so much stuff. Like, there's just so much that is included that you're not paying extra for, which I can dive into if you would like.
You say yes. Let's go into inclusions. Here we go.
All right. So the biggest thing is the dining. It's 5-star dining. There's multiple restaurants on every resort property, and they're all table service, 5-star dining restaurants. When you go to other all-inclusive resorts, you're getting maybe one or two table service restaurants. The rest are all going to be buffets, which buffets, okay, not necessarily a bad thing, but when you're dining table service, it's definitely a step above. They do have some buffets, like there is a breakfast buffet, but there's always at least one or two restaurants that serve a sit down breakfast. And the same thing for lunch, you'll find maybe one lunch buffet, but then they have, there's always a table service lunch. Plus, a lot of the resorts now have food trucks, and they also have what they call the Jerk Shack, which is a great place for lunch where they have the Caribbean jerk chicken. So the food is just good. All the food is outstanding. It's really five star. Yeah, five star food. Dining all the way, like just amazing food.
Question.
Sure.
Since we're talking about dining, again, we love food. More or less, how many options do you think that on average these resorts typically have? And I say on average because beaches, sandals, I don't know if there's really a difference if one has more than the other. I would assume the couples one has more, but do you have an idea?
It depends on the size of the resort, because some of the smaller resorts are going to obviously have less. Like South Coast, I think they had six table service restaurants. Something like Turks and Caicos, which is a beaches, they have a lot more because it's a huge mm-hmm. resort. So I think they have at least, I want to say 10 to 12 table service Jeez. Restaurants plus everything else.
That's a good variety. That's awesome.
So it does. Yeah. So it does, you know, vary a little bit. And then if you're in an area like Montego Bay, there's two resorts there. St. Lucia, there's three resorts. They're all right next to each other. You have dining privileges at the other resorts. So where your resort might only have five or six restaurants, when there's other resorts nearby, that opens up your dining options. So St. Lucia, you have like 15 restaurants total that you can choose from because you can go and visit all of the resorts nearby. There's shuttles that connect. So that's is also huge, one nice thing perk. About sandals if you're in an area where there are multiple resorts.
And as far as the cuisines, they vary, I'm assuming?
Yes. I mean, you're going to get, there's Italian, there's French, there's obviously Caribbean, seafood, obviously Mediterranean, Indian, trying to think what else. There's French. There's some of them have a crêperie, so you can go and get crepes. British. There's an pub, like there is an English pub. They vary. Like not every resort has every restaurant. Yeah. So it's almost every single one seems to have Italian though. Oh, and there's a steakhouse. There's Japanese. There's hibachi. I feel like
those are staples. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something that everyone can find something that they like in them. So it's not so exotic. I mean, obviously it's nice to have things that are different, mm-hmm. but then you also have like, you know, your go-to yes. meals that people like and But what I do like, I mean, obviously to an extent each beach and layout is different, but what you're telling me is that each resort has their own unique things and places yes. to eat, for instance. So you don't feel like you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're getting a little bit of different experience in each, which I think is really important yes. too, which makes yes. worth, hey, we're not just going to go to one place and feel like, hey, we did sandals, we did beaches, and we're good. Like, so
that is like that true. That is the thing. Like the resorts are all a little different, but you're getting the same level of quality and service throughout the whole resort chain. Like no matter where you go, you're getting the same quality, same level of service, but they are different. There's different beaches, different restaurants, different activities, all different things.
So I mean, that I am intrigued. Hello food. We all the people know we love the food here, but there's something that has piqued my interest on this, and that is the unlimited premium liquor. Talk to me. What are we talking about here?
We're talking, it's top shelf everything. Like top, when you go to other, and I have noticed this at other all-inclusive resorts, it's not top shelf. Sometimes they may have a bottle, but that's not what's in the bottle. Like, you're asking, like, I remember getting a margarita and asking for double tequila because it just, you could tell it was watered down. So the quality, like, the just the quality of drinks at Sandals is top, like I said, top shelf, top of the line. They have all of your, you know, prime liquors that you want. And also wine. Like, I am a wine drinker. I love my wine. They have fantastic wine at Sandals. And it's good stuff. It's the Robert Modavi wine. If you know wine, then you probably know what it is. If you don't, then, but it is, it's good wine. So they have, and they also, they can make all the fancy drinks, anything you want that's frozen, they can make you. If you want the, my husband loves the banana and the chocolate and the, you know, all mixed up. He loves the mojitos and, you know, they'll make anything you want. Ooh. Anything you want frozen, you know, and they're so great too. I have a bartender that I got to be kind of friends with, and he would just make these concoctions. I would just be like, Tevin, make me something. And he would just make it up.
I love a good bartender friend. I'm sorry. the gloves are off. They're the best friends to have. And when they get creative, oh, yes.
Oh. He but makes just the best stuff.
That sounds incredible. What location is this? Just so we know. That's a nice tip.
Where is Tevin at?
Tevin is at Sandals Negril.
Ah. Yeah. Shout out to him.
So we'll go up and say, Tevin, buddy, Stephanie Hafford sent us, like, we did an episode, make us something good, man. What you got?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Great job, Tevin.
So, that's awesome, though. I sorry, Kelton. Just last thing about this particular topic is I really want to emphasize again the fact that you do not have to pay extra for this. Because, Steph, you mentioned that you go to other all-inclusive resorts and you still have to pay extra to get to the top, to their top shelf, and that top shelf isn't even the top shelf, right?
Yeah.
But a place like, you know, Sandals and Beaches, because yes, it's both Sandals and Beaches that have this unlimited alcohol package, right? Let's call it that. the equivalent, you know, cruise. And, you know, we've already established that they have such a wide variety when it comes to dining and restaurants. So it makes sense that they would have the same wide variety for their liquor selection. And again, you don't pay anything extra. So that's amazing. And I feel like this is a really good time to kind of segue into the fact that it, the price does include tips, taxes, and gratuities. Do you pay extra tips when you're out there, or how do you maneuver that? I think this is a good segue.
So this, the tipping, that is probably top of my list for favorite things about Sandals is you do not have to worry about tips at all. No tips whatsoever, with exceptions, which is going to be your spa and salon. And if you have a butler, those are the only places that tips are allowed. They're not allowed. The bartenders are not allowed to accept tips. That's just policy. That is to make sure that every guest is getting the same service. You know, so one person's not getting better service because they're handing them a five with, you know, with when they get their drink. So it's just because I've been to other all-inclusives and I actually am going, I have an all-inclusive I'm going to this summer that's not Sandals with a bunch of family and friends. I'm a little nervous about it because I have to figure out how much money I have to bring in tips. And then I have to bring that tip money to the pool. And I don't want to do that. Like when I'm at Sandals, I'm just in the pool and I'm getting my drinks. I don't have to get up and go to my seat and grab a couple singles because I need to tip the bartender. So it's just, you don't have to worry about that at all.
And that's huge.
It is huge to me.
Yeah.
I'm kind of nervous about this trip I have coming up in the summer because I have to try and figure out, all right, how much money am I going to need every day for tips? Like,
and not only that, like, you really, like, I had this same experience, I think, like, a year or two ago when I went to an all-inclusive, not a Sandals or Beaches. And it was the same thing, having to quite literally go to, like, your local supermarket or the bank to exchange bills to singles so that you can have a stack of cash with you. Mm-hmm. One, you know, I don't, personally, it's not like I want to be traveling with a wad of cash. I don't like that. You know, you maybe a few bills, but you're not doing that with like the intention of, you don't know, right? It's just, but then at the same time too, it's like, oh, how much do I give? And then you have to try and, you know, space it out for the whole trip. And then on top of that, you're carrying it around with you when you're going to the pool. And even if the resort is safe, you're still having to carry that. And you're, it's supposed to be a relaxed atmosphere, right? You don't want to be thinking about that. So really, truly, that is huge. I'm really glad you brought that up and explained it to us, because there is so much benefit to that. And people might not understand that until they actually experience otherwise.
Exactly. Because like, I've only been going to Sandals Resorts for the past, I mean, I haven't been to something else since 2019. So it's, I'm, like I said, I'm kind of nervous because I have to figure out how much money. So, you know, that's another thing when people are like, oh, Sandals is so expensive. Well, no, first of all, it doesn't have to be. But second of all, if you're looking at these other all-inclusive resorts, are you calculating in how much money you need for tipping for like a 7-night trip? I mean, for like two people tipping all day for drinks, that, I mean, that is going to add up.
And again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you compare it to a cruise, normally your cruise fare is matching with what you're paying for a Sandals and Beaches, because you're not paying extra for all these add-ons like you would on a cruise, because it's all included. So, hello, free Wi-Fi.
So, but on top of that, you know, and this might be... this might be the one thing that are causing people to maybe look more towards the cruising versus, you know, the all-inclusives, is getting there and then the transfer. So at least for the cruises, you know, a majority of the time you're going to go on a cruise, you're going to go out of a port here from, you know, the U.S. But down there, like take Jamaica, for example, if you fly into to Montego Bay, you know, and maybe you're not going to one of the two that are right there in Montego Bay, and you got to do a transfer. So tell us about, I mean, private transfers. What are we talking about? How do you get from the airport to whichever Sandals or Beaches resort you're staying at?
They take care of everything. They have, so once you arrive, well, I'll say Montego Bay, arrive in Montego Bay, they have a service there called Club Mo Bay. It is not, it's not connected to Sandals whatsoever, but it's a service through the airport. I get my Club Mo Bay, the representative meets me, he takes me through customs and gets our bags, and then they drop us off at the Sandals Lounge. You sit in Sandals Lounge, grab a snack, grab a drink. I have never sat in a Sandals Lounge for more than 10 to 15 minutes, and then my shuttle is already there. Wow. So they usher you to your shuttle. They take you right outside. The shuttle pulls up, you get in, and then they take you to the resort, and that's it. And then
I thought that was going to be a longer segment than
it was. And then, well, then at the end, it's kind of the same thing. They, you get a letter in your room. Here's your pickup time. Have your bags ready to go at this time. Your shuttle pickup is this time. You meet in the lobby. They have your name on a list. Okay, checked off, get in the shuttle. And then they drop you back off at the airport.
So, okay, then, because I want to know, because I am one of those people. It international travel stresses me out. Why? So try working for a large domestic airline and not traveling outside of the continental, for the lower 48, as I'll say. So talk to me about this thing in the airport you had mentioned. I forgot the name, but Club Mo Bay. So what is that for Montego Bay?
So basically it's a service where the representative, he or she, they meet you at the bottom of the jet bridge, and they're holding up a sign with your name on it. So basically it's a concierge service. They take you to the front of the line for customs. So, which in Montego Bay, if multiple airplanes land at the same time, it's a disaster. Like, the lines are horrendous. So they take you to the front of the line. They make sure you have all of your documentation. They take you right to customs. They check all your paperwork. And then take you to the lounge. Like there's, you're not waiting in long lines. It's just makes it all very easy. Obviously there is a charge for that. That's not connected to sandals whatsoever, but it is a service that I recommend.
So that was going to be my next question, because you did say it wasn't connected to sandals. Mm-hmm. We know there's a charge. So what, if you don't mind me asking, what's the charge? Sure. Because I need to figure out if I can, you know, what's my budget for going to Sandals Montego Bay?
So the Club Mo Bay round trip service is $85 a person. That includes all of that service coming in. And then when you leave, after you check your bags, you get to go in a priority line for security. So you don't have to go in the main security line with everybody else. You get to go in a special line. So this, you get through security much quicker. And then they have a lounge where Montego Bay Airport is not incredibly large. They have a food court, but it's very busy. So I like having the lounge because the lounge is nice and quiet. They have free Wi-Fi. They have food. They have drinks. You can even get a beer or a pina colada, whatever you want. It's all included in that fee that you paid. And then you just wait until it's time to go to your gate.
Talk about VIP.
So $170 for a party of two.
For two people, yep.
To really just ease my pain, mm-hmm. is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Well worth it in my eyes. So before we move on, anything else about the inclusions within the all-inclusive? Or beaches.
I can talk about the land and water sports if you want. That is the only other thing I have. And entertainment, like there's all kinds of things I could talk about.
So
I don't know.
Give us a quick overview.
Sure.
Entertainment's a big thing, especially at Sandals.
So they have every night there's something going on, whether it's a live musical show or silent disco. Game shows, all kinds of things at night. Like I said, the live entertainment, there's live bands playing music or like singers. There's a themed night, like things, you know, there's every night there's some kind of theme. Silent disco is a ton of fun if you've never done it. That's one of the things that they do. At the beaches resorts, they have the shows in that at night, but also during the day, there's all kinds of kids activities. There's kids clubs. All kinds of things all day for the kids. Even at Sandals, there's pool. There's always pool entertainment during the day. There's like the pool volleyball. There's trivia. There's, you know, dance lessons. There's always something. They were doing pool yoga when I was at South Coast. They had in a section of the pool, they were doing pool yoga. So there's always something going on all the time. Just nonstop, kind of like a cruise. There's just activities all day. If you want to participate, you can. If you don't want to, if you want to lay in your chair or lay, you know, float in the pool, then that's fine. But it's there if you want it. The land and water sports, it does vary by resort on what they have. But I can give you a brief rundown of some of the things, like for water
sports. Some of the things that are available. Yeah, that's perfect.
Water sports, there's paddle boards, there's kayaks, there's the Hobie Cat sailboats, there's snorkeling, water skiing, those water trikes, if you've ever seen those giant water trikes, and scuba. All of these are included for free. The scuba, you have to be certified to dive for free. But if you are already certified, you can dive either one 60-minute tank or two 30-minute tanks a day, or you can do the scuba certification program right on Sandals property. That is extra, but you can do it, I believe, in like 3 days. And land sports, they have on property, almost everyone has tennis, basketball, volleyball. There is golf, but not at all. There's golf in Ocho Rios, and there is golf in St. Lucia that is free. It's included.
See, I do this on Teams all the time at work. I start talking, I'm muted. So it's my fault there. No, it's not. I mean, there's, see, now you're really making me question, ooh, like, should I be cruising? I mean, it's really going to make it difficult. Maybe I can stand by down to the Caribbean there. So let's go over, because everybody wants, we talked a little bit about, you know, your budget stays versus your money is no option stay. So going into room categories, now I have it pulled up, and this is for sandals, but it does look like you kind of start with your sandals luxury, then you go into more of like a club level, a butler elite, which, boy, if I could swing it, that's where I would want to stay. Absolutely. And then more of like your love nest suites for all those lovebirds out there, all 47 of you on the podcast. So, all in all, we kind of dived into a little bit of, I mean, what's the main difference between really all of them? I mean, you know, can you break it down kind of like, you know, what's the difference between the luxury, the club? I mean, butler, that's kind of, you got a butler. I mean, that's pretty sweet. So, yeah, go ahead, take it away.
So the luxury level is going to be your starting price point. There's not a whole lot of difference between luxury and in the concierge club level. The biggest differences with the club concierge level is you have the club lounge where it's open usually 7 to 7, and that's where they can make your dining reservations for you, because some table service restaurants do require reservations. They'll take care of that. They'll book any like island tours that you want to do. They take care of all of that for you instead of you having to do it yourself. Another big difference between the luxury and the club concierge level is the liquor in the room. When you're in luxury level, your fridge, you'll have your juices, water, different pops, sodas, and you'll have beer and wine. But in the concierge level, club level, you'll have liquor in your room. So there'll be just like 3 random bottles, but you can tell your attendant if there's something specific that you want, and they'll make sure you have a bottle of it in your room. Luxury level, you're not going to get the liquor. Butler level, you're getting all of that, and your butler, who basically will do anything you want. He'll bring you food by the pool. He'll reserve your chairs at the pool or on the beach. He'll bring you, he or she, like you'll see in the morning, you'll go down to the pool in the morning and you'll see all the chairs already set up that the butlers have already reserved chairs for their guests. There's a cooler in the middle stocked with whatever they want for the day. They will bring them food from whatever they want. You get a little cell phone that you can call your butler all throughout the day. You get room service. Butler level is 24-hour room service for butler level. Concierge does get room service too. I did forget that. Luxury is no room service. Concierge, it gets room service, but only between certain hours. I think it's 7 to 10 is for concierge. Butler, 24 hours a day. So you could call your butler at 3 in the morning and be like, hey, I want some, you know, pizza, and they'll bring it for you.
Do they not sleep?
I'm not sure.
So
I think you have a couple. I have not yet. Not yet.
Man, that's really cool. I mean, that. Cool.
Yeah.
Now I have to figure out how to, but I'm afraid if I go butler the first time, I may never be able to go back. That's what worries me. So.
I know. I think even just to me, the biggest, I'm like, they go reserve your chairs by the pool. You know, you don't got to run out and do it yourself, because sometimes you don't get there early. You're not getting one.
That's true too. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy to me. Okay, so then out of the ones you've stayed in, what's your favorite?
Resort?
Or room level.
Oh, room level.
We'll get to the resort at the end.
Well, the concierge is nice, but I don't mind, I guess, because I don't really drink a lot of liquor. So having the liquor in the room means really nothing to me because I don't drink it. There's always wine in the room in the luxury level, so I'm fine with that. But yeah, the concierge lounge is really nice, though. I do like
it. It's a good medium. It's a good medium.
Yeah, though. It is.
That's awesome. So we had talked, because you mentioned in the beginning how you had that party of 12 that you did the 777 deal. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the question was, do they run specials or deals? Yeah. Yeah.
They now, do.
This is a good reason of why to book with a travel agent, especially Absolutely. A Fairy Tale Journeys travel agent. So, Yes. So what are they running? I mean, because you said, like, even you can get it even lower sometimes mm-hmm. then. So they run some pretty good deals then at that point.
They do. They have what they call the 777 is every Wednesday it changes. So every Wednesday there's 7 different resorts. It's a specific room category for each resort, and it's an additional 7% off, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is. So you can usually get something really great. And they offer it on different category. So sometimes it'll be this resort in this specific butler category, or this resort in this concierge. Like it's always a very specific category, and they change every Wednesday. So it's only good for the week. So if you don't book it in those 7 days, it's gone. It might not ever come back. But that is something, like, I do watch them every Wednesday. So every Wednesday I check and see, okay, let's see what they got. Are any of my clients staying at any of these resorts? And, you know, is this their room category? If it is, great, then I can, you know, call and apply it. If it's, there are blackout dates, so it's not necessarily, you know, definite, but I can sometimes get my clients an upgraded room and they're paying similar to what they're already paying. So they're getting an upgrade for the same amount of what they're paying. So I just watch the promotions and see perfect. If anything will work for any of my clients each week.
And that's why you book with, I mean, just any travel agent. So as we're getting to the end of, I mean, a heck of a great episode. So 2 questions for you. Mm-hmm. Tips from our $1 million top seller. Travel, I forget exactly what Suzanne had been with you, but you sell a lot of sandals. I mean, I see, it's just the photos you post too. I can't wait to get down there. But first off, what would you tell somebody traveling down to either sandals or beaches? You could just pick one, you know, for that one. And, you know, what would you tell them about transportation too, from the airports, flights, or heck, even? That's something as simple as packing.
Well, when I go on sandals trips, this is my do nothing vacation. Perfect. So I don't plan anything. So I keep it all very simple. It's a very go with the flow. I pack my floaties. Like I get my little inflatable, they're the ones with the little nets in the middle, because you can bring those. They can go in the pool. They can go in the ocean. I pack my floaties. I pack my flip-flops, some bathing suits, and a couple sundresses. And that's pretty much it. It's just, I probably should do some of the island tours, but I just want to lay on the beach or in the pool.
So I'll chime in. I can honestly say I totally understand where you're coming from, where it's like your quote unquote do nothing vacation. And I love that you use those words, because I feel the same way. I feel like what typically happens, and hello, we love Disney here. Mm-hmm. When you go to Disney, you're not relaxing. I mean, there are certain things you can do to maybe slow down, but really it's not something where you're like recharging your batteries and freshening up, I guess.
Yes.
When you go to an all-inclusive and you don't have to worry about anything, and we're talking about having to pay for food, having to make your own bed, you don't have to wear clothes. What I mean is like a bathing suit, right? You know, you're even packing very minimally. Mm-hmm. There is very little that you have to do other than, you know, plan it. And if you're with an agent, you don't even have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. It is such a great option for recharging your batteries, right? And to just relax.
Yes.
We don't get enough of this relax, you know, environment anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a lot harder to do. I feel like we've become just as a society, people that are always on the go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. So this is something that really takes vacationing to the next level. When we think of, oh my gosh, this is the ideal vacation, it really is, in the sense of you don't have to worry about anything. Mm-mm. And that doesn't happen often. No. Even on a cruise. And I love cruises. And I keep mm-hmm. using it as a comparison, because with cruises, you also, I use that all-inclusive terminology because you get that. But even on a cruise, you're constantly having to check, well, what's going on today, right? You know, if you're doing different activities, if you're going to different ports, this and that, blah, blah, blah. When you're situated like this in a place where it's just a tropical getaway, what it does to like your mental health and your physical mm-hmm. rejuvenation, you might only get that when you go to a spa. And imagine you go to a spa and it's like an hour. This is for however long you go. I mean, I think on average, people tend to go anywhere from 4 to 7 days. Mm-hmm. I would assume that's like a very comfortable average. That can do wonders. And I'm not just saying as far as like to have great memories if you're going with friends or with your partner or with your family. I'm talking about this is so good for you. So yes. I hear you, because I've had this conversation so many times with Michael where we're just like, we need a vacation, but not a vacation to just like go and like explore the world, a vacation to slow down, you know? So, and you definitely get this here.
It's you're on island time. Like that is like, that's it. Exactly. It's you're on island time.
I will say it's, you know, cause I've never, I have friends that are all into the all inclusives, and I've never, that's never been me, because my, Casey and I will, we, our relaxation like that, our do nothing trips are our cruises, because we are the types of people, because we don't take Kenny on him yet. He'll go on his first one in September of next year, but it's always been for us, and they are our do nothing of, you know, we're not excursion people. We will do, you know, we will do things around the ship if we want to. I'm usually a sit at the bar kind of guy and drink. That's we are drink package people. But we go for, you know, we'll do the entertainment, and that's really, you know, eat, drink, and entertainment. That's mm-hmm. that's our do nothing. But I also like going to, you know, for us being here in Galveston, you know, we're going to Mexico. So Costa Maya and Cozumel are our two stops, or Roatan if you're doing a 7-night. And you get off, kind of wander just right there a little bit, right back on the ship, because it's, you know, it's lunchtime and I haven't eaten in 45 minutes. So I better get on that type of deal. So, but you're really kind of like twisting me, going, maybe sandals might be worth, you know, a shot. Maybe do like a 2-3 day trip.
I honestly vote for it. I'm so excited to A, go to talk to Michael about this afterwards, and for B, him to listen to it once it drops, because wow, this just sounds like such a great time.
So should we move our September Disney trip to more of like a September?
No. Okay. No, but I wasn't sure. Do I want this to happen? Yes.
So then Stephanie, you know, in 2032, when we finally actually get around to doing this,
join us.
Y'all may have to come along so you could show us the ways of, yes, you know, sandals and beaches.
Count me in.
So
count me
in. Now I have one more question, and Steph, maybe you know it, maybe you don't, but I'm gonna ask it anyways. I know that Sandals just opened up their St. Vincent resort. Do you know if they are expecting to open any more? Is this something that we can expect to continue to grow and provide more options, maybe for beaches, since they only have mm-hmm. three resorts in comparison to Sandals? Do you know a little bit maybe about the future of the company?
Yes.
If you don't, it's okay.
Yes. No, I know they are expanding. They are working on another beaches. I'm drawing a blank where it is, though. I know they're building another beaches. And yeah, I think St. Vincent was the newest one. I don't think there's another Sandals in the works. I'm trying to think. I'm actually a meeting with my BDM in a couple weeks, so I'm sure I'll get some more info from her then. But I know there isn't
the love to find out. Mm-hmm. We'd love to find out. And beaches, great. I mean, we definitely you know, cater to a lot of families too, which is great. Mm-hmm. Kelton, if there's time, if I can just say a little something else, a little something else. But I need your permission because I know we're running short on time.
No, you know, go ahead. Okay. We already know we were going to go over an hour. Go ahead.
So early on in the episode, we mentioned the Earth Check certification. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because I feel like this is just appropriate with April being Earth Month, and this is the last episode for the month of April. So I just wanted to mention that the Sandals and Beaches company, if I can call it that, are dedicated to have quote unquote green resorts, in which they take very, very careful consideration with how they recycle, conserve, and ecological responsiveness to the environment around them. So as you've probably heard me rant in my most previous episode about Disney and their, you know, dedication to conservation, I just wanted to also mention that Sandals and Beaches also do what they need to do to make sure that they are taking care of the ocean, the beaches, the ecosystem, and just the natural habitat in which they're in. And I'm all for that. I mean, they do waste management programs and water conservation programs, energy management, control of hazardous substances, and more. So I love that. I am now a huge fan of Sandals and Beaches. I've heard such great things before. Not only was I sold by all the all-inclusive stuff and the luxurious experience, but then on top of that, they take care of the environment. Sold. I will be figuring out when I can budget this in, that's for sure.
Awesome.
I was going to say, don't mind me looking up on my other screen here what resort I can afford for Sandals. I'll tell you, it's not Montego Bay right now, at least.
So. Well, South Coast always seems to have a great 777.
Well, hot dog. So I think we're going to go ahead and close this bad boy out so I can figure out when I can go to Sandals at this point. So for that note, let me get to my thing here. As we just said, just about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears podcast. Don't forget to join our Mousebook podcast Facebook group and our TikTok page for all the episode details. I don't know if I'll even be on there because I'm going to be too busy looking up a resort to go to. I'll tell you that much. If you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip, please visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that us, the podcast, had sent you. Lastly, if you've enjoyed listening to us, which we hope you do, we'd love for you to leave a review at wherever you listen to the podcast. Stephanie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
It's been
hopefully
great.
Hopefully you can be on again.
Yeah, Brooks is going to be so sad to miss this. So until the next episode, thank you, everybody, and good night.
Bye, everyone.